In the final days of the Trump administration, already tense U.S.-China relations have been further strained following Washington's recent removal of long-standing restrictions with Taiwan, paving the way for increased official contact with the island. Power 98's Tan Kai-hoon asked foreign policy experts how incoming President Joe Biden might handle U.S.-China relations once he takes office this week.
The most likely flashpoint between the United States and China, the most likely cause of war, will be Taiwan. But what Trump has been doing in the last days of his administration has been changing U.S. policy towards Taiwan in a way that makes the Chinese very upset. It's just sort of a sudden last-minute pouring of gasoline on a very combustible situation.
Assistant professor at the S. Rajaratnam School of International Studies, Evan Resnick, added, Mr. Biden's administration needs to stabilize ties while not looking like it's appeasing China. The incoming team will also have little wiggle room with tariffs imposed by the U.S. and China, said visiting senior fellow at the IC's Yusuf Ishak Institute, Malcolm Cook.
Within Congress, there's strong support for trade remedy actions towards China. So even if the executive wants to change gears on that, the legislature may slow that down.
Instead, Nanyang Technological University's Dean of College of Humanities, Arts and Social Sciences, Professor Joseph Liao, believes Mr. Biden's team will look to strike a balance.
There will be certain aspects of the relationship that will still be contentious, that competitive tone, but where there is potential for cooperation, certainly discussion, those areas will not be closed off the way they were during the Trump administration.